Rumor has it that Apple might be looking to acquire Time Warner Cable, but does that make any sense? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Today's episode of Front Page Tech is brought to you by Fiverr. Fiverr makes it easy for you to get help in establishing your brand or business. You can use Fiverr to have others design logos, create video intros, end cards, animations, have professional voiceovers made, even get help with programming. The most amazing part about Fiverr? All of these services start at just $5, so you can add validity to your brand without the stress of paying thousands. Get started today by going to frontpagetech.net/Fiverr. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. The voice you just heard is the voice of Sir Brian Shoup. Brian, hello. Are you frozen?
Nope.
Okay.
That's just real. That's real face.
Don't make me laugh. I'm sick. I didn't know if you were frozen.
Yeah. No, I wasn't frozen. That was real.
We've been having issues in Skype, and then Brian just pretending to be frozen for you audio listeners, because now there's audio listeners.
You know, if you just cut to you, it'll be just like the old format with me talking in the background, so we could just do that if you want.
Where we never show you. That would probably make my life easier, because Skype fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
You were just flying a drone for everyone in chat.
Yeah, you missed it's dead now, or else I would bring it back up, but it's dead. Died on me.
She's dead, Jim.
She's dead, Jim.
So, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, streaming live on YouTube, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you want to tune in, then you can. It's pretty easy. Just be here or be square, and then you get to watch the stream, and you get to watch Brian fly a drone.
Yeah. Tune in next time where I fucking crash into my eyeball and blind myself for life. Because that almost happened today.
I would then publish the video for views.
That's fine. I would like you to.
Okay, that's fine with you.
I wouldn't expect anything else.
At least we'd be doing you justice. So, Brian, This is your first time through Skype on the show. First mm-hmm. time.
Long time listener, first time caller, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you who somehow became a new viewer or listener since we've done the podcast thing, Brian has been around for the entirety of Front Page Tech, basically. By the way, Brian... Tomorrow is Front Page Tech's third birthday.
Wow, what a good time. Like, what good timing with this. That's impressive.
Yes, this is the first year, though, that we won't have a show on our birthday.
Aw.
You know, every year we usually have a cake or something.
Yeah,
do some birthday stupid celebration.
Yeah.
Not this year.
That is sad.
Yeah. Unless we just pop up something on Thursday, be like, it's birthday, and it's like a 2-second
video. It is birthday.
So, Brian, what do you think? We should get in the news or something since it's a tech news show?
You know, that is kind of the idea, I think. So, maybe we should.
Okay, if you say so. Since everyone's been bugging us to start already. Okay.
Yeah,
Google's Nexus 5X has now received a price cut. It's $30 cheaper.
Holy sweet mama Jesus. That's incredible. $30?
It's now $349.
My God, for the base model, yeah. The 16 gig model.
Yeah.
Like,
Brian, would you ever, from the history of Brian,
mm-hmm.
or, well, I guess it wouldn't be the history, but the future of Brian moving forward, would you ever, ever purchase a 16 gigabyte phone again?
If it was expandable, I'd have no problem, but I don't think the 5X is, right?
I don't know.
Well, that's really bad. We should know that.
I can do a brief Googling.
I'm already doing it. Don't worry about it.
Cut to you. The intensity is building. I'm sure chat will tell us before you tell us.
No. No, it is not.
Non-expandable.
Non-expandable storage.
Well, 16 gigabytes is bullshit.
I could not handle that at all.
I remember when I first got with T-Mobile, I wanted an iPhone 5S at the time. That was the new iPhone out. And I got the 5S 16 gigabyte model, and in my head I was like, I'll just put everything in the cloud. I'll just put all my music and stuff in the cloud.
I remember that.
But I didn't realize that I had T-Mobile. So the service was never good enough to access anything from the cloud.
So, I see the issue.
I mean, disclaimer, service from T-Mobile has gotten better. It has improved. But at the time, was not good enough.
Yeah.
And I will never get a 16 GB phone ever again.
You know, it's these type of price drops are really kind of annoying because there's honestly no reason for it. I mean, you know, the only reason the phone was like the price it was so like they could squeeze all they could out of like the early adopters. And now they're like, well, okay, I guess we'll bump it down.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, still a good phone, but...
What is the actual reason for a $30 cut? Like, it's not significant enough for the news, I don't think. But, I mean, it's it's fucking first story in the show.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think anytime a phone gets cheaper like that, it's kind of big. Like, you know, imagine if the iPhone just got $30 cheaper, that'd be... First off, that'd be really weird, but
$30 is just a weird number, I think.
I mean, it makes sense that they bumped it down to like $350 and then $400, but why? It's so throwaway.
It's so weird that we can't stop talking about it.
That's exactly it. It's just, okay, Brian. It's odd.
Help us move on.
PewDiePie now has his own YouTube network. Now, before you say, what the fuck?
Hang on. What the fuck? Okay, I did it for you.
it's kind of in collaboration with Maker. I mean, I doubt he's going to be doing anything with it other than just like facing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's called a Revel mode, and it has
a
lot
of
really.
I'm pretty sure they were
really...
just like, "Hey, Poods, you just say stuff about it. Just say I'm part of this."
Yeah. Just like his sponsor Eagle with the Loot Crate, just kind of whatever. But, yeah, it's called Revel mode. Like, remember Revel, the cell phone carrier, like, years ago?
Oh, my God, yeah!
Yeah, so it's similar to that.
That's crazy.
But, it's got some really big-name YouTubers. Biggest one, his friend Cinnamontoast Cannon, then Markiplier is on board, which is, that's massive. PewDiePie and Markiplier, it's like, they have all of YouTube right there.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm curious, Brian.
Yeah.
Because... We didn't sign an NDA or anything, but I'm also pretty sure we're not supposed to talk about it. Do you remember that call with Maker?
Yeah.
So, months back, Maker sent us emails, and they basically organized a call with us. Brian and I were in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I called them. I'm not going to give any names. In fact, I forget the names of who we talked to, but essentially it was looking like they wanted to sign Front Page Tech under Maker. But
yeah, that was
what they actually wanted was to essentially take the Front Page Tech name and use that as a subdivision of Maker Studios.
Really strange.
Like, it was going to be... Their idea was a tech network, sub-network under Maker called Front Page Tech that other tech personalities on YouTube would join and be part of Front Page Tech. Needless to say, we said no.
What an odd idea that would have been. But like, I think,
it's just not what we need at all.
This has a lot of similarities to that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I wonder if... because I think a great way to... kind of spearhead this sort of thing is to get a bigger YouTube on board and be like, you say that this is yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
one second. Someone at the door.
Someone's at the door. Who's at the door? We shall wait for confirmation from Brian. But I honestly think that that's just what this is. Not to say it's the exact same thing that they were trying to do with Front Page Tech, but it was just Maker probably went to Pewds and was like, "Hey, man, will you say this thing about us?" And
I mean, I'm sure we were their first choice, but they're like, "Oh, we can't get Front Page Tech. I guess we'll settle for PewDiePie.
I guess we'll just go with the guy with 41 million subscribers. I guess.
I mean, we have to,
we'll settle. Obviously, this is probably going to be gaming centric.
Yeah.
He made a video about it, but I didn't watch it.
No, I mean, you were the first one to tell me. I haven't subscribed to him for a minute, but just too many videos in my sub box. I was like, "Whoa!"
And to the Poods haters.
Oh, I love me some PewDiePie.
Well, I mean, in the comments or on Twitter, people probably will be like, "You like PewDiePie? He's terrible." And it's going to be all the 13-year-old YouTube gamers that can't get anywhere, and they're pissed off because PewDiePie has 41 million subscribers.
Wow, John dropping some truth bombs on everybody.
Okay.
I just like the guy. I don't see it, but whatever.
Google, we were talking about this a couple episodes ago. We were wondering when Google I.O. was happening and if it was going to be called Google I.O. I don't know why we even debated what it was going to be called. I forget how that even came to be. Google I.O. 2016 has been announced for May 18th through the 20th. So there you go.
Yeah.
Expect Google I.O. things there.
Now, why was there a debate on what the name would be? Because it's been I.O. for years.
Lucas was on the show, and he finangled my view. He was like, what?
Finangled my view.
He was like, what if they don't call it Google I.O.?
Do you have to call someone about how he touched you? Or?
No, he actually came up with like a really good name, you know, because Google's under Alphabet now.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I wonder if they'll call it Alpha I.O. Because it's like alpha stuff.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm pretty sure we should put somewhere some legality there, because if Google hears this, because Google listens, you know.
Oh, of course.
I'm just afraid they're going to hear that and be like, oh, well, shit, we need that name. But we're going to own it, and then they have to pay us for it, and then we'll be billionaires, and we'll just quit everything and move away.
That sounds perfect.
That's what I think. Google I.O., the 18th...
You forgot the date already. Yeah, there you go. 18th through the 20th.
Through the 20th of May. Okay, Brian. Moving on!
What's the next story? I forgot.
I mean, it's... What do you mean you forgot? Good job, Burn! It's about Skype.
Oh, can we do the Skype one next? Okay. Skype is adding mobile group video calling on iOS, Android, and Windows 10 mobile.
What a pile of bullshit!
You can finally not talk to all your friends because Skype keeps crashing on all your video calls. So, great.
There was that, the one time that you, Lucas, and I wanted to have a group call on Skype, but we were on our phones. Yeah. You and I were talking through video. We added Lucas, and then it just killed the video. It was like, nope, can't handle this.
It's like, bah.
So,
it just died on us.
Gee, thanks, Skype. You're so generous. Gee.
Yeah, I mean, this is... Who cares? I mean, in all honesty.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that is... It's like they're slowly making the service less shitty and kind of comparable to the computer PC experience.
It's just kind of a dumb feature. Like, I can think of a lot of things Skype could have worked on before they added this bullshit feature.
Like, stability would be great.
Like stability, yes. General. Like, when I try to do a live show, fucking work, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Just small a suggestion. Like that. I don't want to force anything upon them, but just fucking work. Thank you.
Thank you.
People, make a quote of me saying that and add it to, and tweet it to me so I can retweet it. Hang on, you need a nice face from me, just, and you can quote it, Skype fucking work. I like to solicit my viewers.
I like to solicit my viewers.
Okay.
Wow.
Twitter, speaking of tweeting to me, Twitter has integrated live periscopes into profiles and your timeline.
More autoplay video. How exciting.
I'm actually totally okay with this. Do you know why?
Why, John? Tell me why.
When you're using a service, you shouldn't be forced off of that service. When you want to use
it. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Key example here would be fucking Instagram. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Pictures used to show in your timeline on Twitter, and then Facebook bought Instagram, and Twitter was all butthurt about it and bitter.
No.
And now you only see links to pictures in Twitter, and you got to click the link to go to Instagram. First of all, that's terrible. That's a terrible idea from Twitter. Like, you're making people leave your service.
They go to Instagram,
and then what? They stay on Instagram for 2 hours and don't come back to Twitter? That's fucking dumb.
It is fucking dumb.
The other day, I actually was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw a picture from Instagram on Twitter, but I'm not sure if it's native or if someone posted the picture separately.
I see what you're saying.
I'm just not sure. But, cool. It's because one of my pet peeves is to see someone live on Periscope, and it's just a fucking link. And you got to click on the link that opens the web browser, and then the web browser redirects you to the Periscope app if you have it installed. It's a fucking mess.
You have a lot of first world problems going on right now.
It's just dumb, Brian. There's been so many Periscopes where I've been like, huh, That would be cool to look at, but I'm not going to do it because I was looking at Twitter and I'm going to keep looking at Twitter and I don't feel like clicking that goddamn link.
Now, here's a question. So, obviously, Periscope is a separate app, right?
Well, yeah, but it's owned by Twitter.
Now, if you don't have Periscope installed on your phone, will it still, you know,
load in the web browser?
It'll load in the web browser?
So, like, the native browser within Twitter, it'll load in there. Because usually it loads in there, and it's like, it'll probably prompt you to download. Probably like, hey, don't have this, download now. But usually, if you have it, it's like, open in Periscope.
Ah, gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not very learned on the Twitters or the Periscopes.
I've used Periscope a couple times, because there's like, you know, it's cool to see my favorite YouTubers, if they go live, like, I watched John Reisinger from Rooster Teeth a few days ago, just walking his dog. He's like, I'm on Periscope. I looked, and he was just in the middle of, like, woods, walking his dog, just talking. It was cool.
All the data used.
Yeah.
That's like, immediately what I think
It was like John Reisinger put me on a leash and walked me. It was great.
That's weird.
It's not weird. It's fine.
That's weird.
It's not weird. Okay.
And now we're going to the rumor then, right?
Yeah.
So do you want to do that since you introed it from the...
Sure.
...the beginning? It just made sense.
So there's a rumor. An Engadget has created an article proposing whether or not it makes sense, and it is the fact that Apple could potentially want to acquire Time Warner Cable.
Fine with me.
Now, there's a couple things here. There's been rumors for years that Apple's working on some sort of television service. Everyone kind of expected that with the brand new Apple TV, but it didn't happen because apparently there were delays. Because it's very Apple. Apple, when they release something, they want to make sure that it's ready to go. Unless it's, of course, iOS.
Right.
Because they just want to fuck your whole day up if it's iOS. But they want to make sure that the service is, like, up to their standards before they release it. So if they're going to have, like, a television service, they want to make sure that they have the channels that they want. Which, apparently, they had a lot of problems getting channels. What's a better way to get channels? Fucking acquire Time Warner Cable, a company that owns a lot of channels. On top of that, they own Warner Bros. And HBO. So literally, if Apple acquired them, Apple would then own Warner Bros. And HBO.
That's a lot of ownage there.
Yeah, could you... So, the thing... the last couple Apple events ago or something, Apple announced that HBO Go or whatever was coming to them first. Could you... And then it spread out. Could you imagine Apple just buying them and then pulling HBO from everything else? It's like, you can only watch Game of Thrones on your Apple device.
That would be interesting.
Now, Fox apparently tried to buy out Time Warner Cable for $80 billion. 2014.
Yeah.
Time Warner was like, no, we don't want that. According to this article, Apple has upwards of $290 billion that they could spend.
That's a lot better.
Apple
I'm
pretty sure they have the most money of any company right now. Like, they're just fucking ridiculously rich.
They have the monies.
They have so much money, and they make acquisitions. Like, they do buy companies here and there, but this would be a fucking, major thing. Brian, do you think it makes sense at all for them to do this, or?
I think so, because, as soon as you said that, I immediately thought that the iTunes store would suddenly be a lot more interesting.
Oh, for sure.
In terms of movies and shows, owning Warner Brothers, and, you know, just, there would definitely be more incentive to, just to basically interact with that, like, ecosystem now.
Yeah.
Because they would have to integrate something. I mean, they wouldn't just leave it sit, be like, okay, own it now. We're just making money from it.
Who is this guy? Dan Cooper wrote this article.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically, his argument is that it doesn't make sense. He's basically saying that Apple is used to creating their own thing. But
that is true.
Beats.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a new Apple. I mean, maybe when, like, the Jobs era, you know, but they just work with, like, huge work with Beats. And, I mean, that definitely worked out for them.
Well, so. I have a feeling if someone brought this up to Steve Jobs, he'd be like, no, that'd be a waste of money. TV's dying.
Right.
But, I mean, Dan, in the article, no disrespect to Dan, said that, you know, they like to make their own thing, but the last, like, major acquisition that they made was Beats. To get Beats music and the Beats line of bullshit.
That's
which
true.
They have now integrated into, you know, Apple Music. So that's not to say that they wouldn't do that. They would. You can't say that they're not going to acquire Time Warner Cable and then wait a year and just kind of blend it with something that Apple wants to do. Apple TV.
Whatever. Another thing that I don't think people are considering is not just TV, but they would have some type of internet service as well under their belt.
Right.
So that would definitely be interesting.
Fuck,
because
if Apple was like, hey, you all get fiber now.
Like, they would definitely, I mean, they're all about, like, competition. So they would clearly do something about that and maybe make things at least more competitive.
That would be so awesome.
It really would. Yeah.
I'm curious. People watching and listening, let us know your thoughts, your opinions. Do you think it would make sense for Apple to buy Time Warner Cable? Let us know in the comment section below. The argument is not, do they have enough money to do it? They have plenty of money. And Time Warner Cable, I'm sure for the right amount of money, would be like, go ahead. Just take it. I don't give a shit.
That's fine, yeah. $280 billion?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm sure they wouldn't spend all their money on Time Warner Cable, but they would they would spend a significant amount. If they were to make an offer, it would probably be around $100 million. $100 billion, sorry. Especially if Fox tried to get them for $80 billion and they got turned down. If Apple was like, $100 billion? And we'll call it even?
So much money.
That is so much money.
So much money.
Okay,
my
Brian,
God.
You said you wanted to bring something up?
Yes. So yes. This is a new segment of the show that I'm just introducing now on a whim called Stupid Shit I Found Online.
You didn't tell me anything
online.
About this.
What's no, it's called? Just all on me. Stupid Shit I Found Online. So
Stupid Shit I Found Online.
You guys may have heard of this, or you know, because this is pretty common, I guess. I mean, if you browse the interwebs, you'll run across stupid news headlines with people being arrested for stupid things.
Yes.
But there's this phenomenon I found called Florida Man.
Wait, what?
Florida Man, like the state man, like
Florida Man. Is it a superhero?
So, well, kind of. If you notice, you'll see all these stupid like reports. The one I saw really, really stuck out for me. It was Florida man stabs imaginary friend and turns himself in. And this was a real I don't know what to call it, like news article. You know?
Wait a minute. So, a dude stabbed what he believed was his imaginary friend,
and then turned himself in. Yeah.
Turned himself into the police. What? What did the police say?
I have no idea. But
you didn't look into this?
Well, no.
That's like
but
the biggest question. Like, did the police fucking? I wonder if they just played along when they're like, "Okay, just enter your cell right there, sir."
Yeah, but this is even better. So there's a reason. Like, you'll see, like, Florida man and like Florida woman did this crime because Florida has this weird unrestricted access to police reports, so they can actually publish that information, not just man or, you know. So with that phrasing, Reddit took it to like a whole other level.
Okay.
And there's a Florida man subreddit where it's set up like as a Superman, like a superhero. And it's like, if you scroll down, you'll see articles like Florida man burns his own new car because he didn't like it. Florida man sets McDonald's on fire, runs SUV through a 7-Eleven in the name of God.
What the hell?
Let's see. Here's a good one. Where is it at? This is a great one. Florida man used wife's head to mop up spilled milk after having no jelly and going into a rage. Florida man cites Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville in federal court case.
Like, what the hell?
There's just so many, and I just thought it was amazing.
Florida, get your shit together.
Like, after the bath salt incident, you know, and everything. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Florida just seems like the greatest place and also the worst place on Earth at the exact same time. So
what the
hell? That was just something funny that I wanted to share. And, like, you could lose hours looking at the Florida Man subreddit because it's just full of gold. So, do with that information what you will.
Stupid
but
shit
I thought it was
you found online. It's similar to the stupid shit people share on Facebook.
There you go, exactly. We should have an entire series of stupid shit.
Which, there's a lot more leverage or leeway there to get more stuff. Because people do share stupid shit on Facebook, but sometimes it's so stupid I don't want to share it on the show.
Yeah.
So it's better to just, you know, broaden our horizons and get everything from online.
Right.
You need to make a little bumper. Stupid shit Brian found online.
There you go. I got your back on this one. You know that I run into the most random information that anyone has ever seen. So
you are a Redditor. Yeah. Of all Redditors.
Unlimited entertainment value.
Unlimited power.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, so that is the show. Brian, thank you for coming on.
Anytime.
It was so...
All the time.
Anytime?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll have you on every show.
Okay.
My promise to the viewers. But sometimes Brian works all day, so you might have to have a show at 11 p.m. There'd probably be quite a few people to watch that late at night. Because right now is kind of a weird time for people in school and work and stuff. But, that's why this is not a problem. That's why there's probably kids in chat right now, because they just got off school, the adults are at work, that sort of thing. I'd like to experiment in different times, though.
You just said adults.
Adults?
Them you said adults are at work.
For anyone wondering, we are now spreading across your podcast platforms. We just hit iTunes. thanks to the GFQ Network. So now, Front Page Tech, the EPT podcast has been out for a while. We're now partnered with Google Play as well, Stitcher. It's slowly spreading out there. So if you have a favorite podcast client, you can most likely find us on there, Front Page Tech. And if you somehow found us through listening to the audio, you can find the video version on youtube.com/frontpagetech. Brian, where can they find you on the interwebs?
They can find me at Twitter using the... What? Nope. At Twitter, at bshoop with four O's.
You can just tweet at Twitter.
just tweet at Twitter. Where's Brian? Help. I don't know.
Okay, guys. That is it. Thank you for listening, watching. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you on Friday.
Boop, boop.